Chapter 15. We, though, who are strong, ought to bear the weaknesses of those not strong, and not to be pleasing ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For even the Christ did not please himself, but just as it is written, "The reproaches of those reproaching you have fallen upon me." For all the things that were written beforehand were written for our instruction, so that through our endurance and through the comfort from the Scriptures we might have hope. Now may the God who supplies endurance and comfort grant you to have among yourselves the same mental attitude that Christ Jesus had, so that unitedly you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So welcome one another, just as the Christ also welcomed you with glory to God in view. For I tell you that Christ became a minister of those who are circumcised in behalf of God's truthfulness, so as to verify the promises he made to their forefathers, and that the nations might glorify God for his mercy. Just as it is written, "That is why I will openly acknowledge you among the nations, and to your name I will sing praises." And again he says, "Be glad, you nations, with his people." And again, "Praise Jehovah, all you nations, and let all the peoples praise him." And again Isaiah says, "There will be the root of Jesse, the one arising to rule nations. On him nations will rest their hope." May the God who gives hope fill you with all joy and peace by your trusting in him, so that you may abound in hope with power of Holy Spirit. Now I myself am convinced about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are also full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and that you are able to admonish one another. However, I have written to you more outspokenly on some points, so as to give you another reminder, because of the undeserved kindness given to me from God, for me to be a public servant of Christ Jesus to the nations. I am engaging in the holy work of the good news of God, so that these nations might be an acceptable offering, sanctified with Holy Spirit. So I have reason to exult in Christ Jesus over the things pertaining to God, for I will not presume to speak about anything except what Christ has done through me in order for the nations to be obedient, by my word and deed, with the power of signs and wonders, with the power of God's Spirit, so that from Jerusalem and in a circuit as far as Illyricum, I have thoroughly preached the good news about the Christ. In this way, indeed, I made it my aim not to declare the good news where the name of Christ had already been made known, so as not to build on another man's foundation, but just as it is written, "Those who received no report about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand." This is also why I was many times hindered from coming to you. But now I no longer have untouched territory in these regions, and for many years I have longed to come to you. Therefore, when I journey to Spain, I hope that I will see you, and be accompanied partway there by you, after I have first enjoyed your company for a time. But now I am about to travel to Jerusalem to minister to the holy ones. For those in Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to share their things by a contribution to the poor among the holy ones in Jerusalem. True, they have been pleased to do so, and indeed they were debtors to them. For if the nations have shared in their spiritual things, they also owe it to minister to them with their material things. So after I have finished with this, and have delivered this contribution securely to them, I will depart by way of you for Spain. Moreover, I know that when I do come to you, I will come with a full measure of blessing from Christ. Now I urge you, brothers, through our Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you exert yourselves with me in prayers to God for me, that I may be rescued from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my ministry in behalf of Jerusalem may prove to be acceptable to the holy ones, so that by God's will I will come to you with joy and be refreshed together with you. May the God who gives peace be with all of you. Amen.